It's January 20th, 2004. Hey Ya by Outkast is at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. And we find out that Miss J thinks Xiomara walks like she's on crack. Welcome to Pot But Make It Fashion. Hello, you guys. Welcome to a new episode of Pot But Make It Fashion. I am Sander.
And I am Dennis.
And we are here today to talk about the second episode of the second cycle of America's Next Top Model.
Which we don't know what it's called.
I do know how it's called, because I looked it up when you went to the toilet. The name is... The Girl Who The Girl Who Floats Like a Butterfly and Stings Like a...
Bee.
Very good.
But... Okay, I don't get what that has to do with this episode, but...
It's about it. Okay, episode 2.
First, we gotta start with one thing.
Oh yeah, disclaimer.
It's not Anne, it's Anna. And I'm sorry, my apologies. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to the last episode, the first episode of Cycle 2, but you'll get it. I'm sorry for mispronouncing your name, and also I'm sorry that I was so convinced that it was Anne. Yes.
But you're still eliminated first.
You're gone, so it actually doesn't matter.
And the episode starts with them in a car and Camille talking. They drive to the car. This is my ad. This is my thing. This is my thing.
I would have hated her too. I would be like, girl, shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You're full of
yourself.
But
to be fair, this episode is going to be Camille versus Joanna. And then after a while, Camille versus everyone. But to me, it's a Camille versus Joanna episode.
It is.
It is. It
and
is.
I do have a little bit of a feeling that, you know, I remember when I watched it first, I was totally team Joanna. It's Joanna. Joanna House. I do feel like team her, but I'm also like, Camille says, yeah, I don't know why Joanna keeps attacking me. Maybe she's insecure. And I'm like... Could be true.
No.
No?
No. I'm team Joanna because I'm like, because Camille is like, if I have a problem with you, I'm going to confront you. She's talking trash about everyone. Well, not everyone, but like you can see it on the camera that she did it. She was talking about someone and didn't.
That's true.
Maybe she did confront Joanna about it, but I don't know. But it looked to me as if it wasn't. And also, but we'll get to that later on in the episode. I don't know. I don't like the attitude. And also, I want to give a disclaimer for this whole episode. Who the fuck is Heather?
I know how you can remember Heather, because they went to a walking lesson and she's the girl who fell with the dress. And she's like, and now it shows it's not that easy. She fell down with the long dress at the walking
lesson.
I
don't even remember that. But during this whole episode, try to find Heather because I don't know where she is.
Well, she's the girl who falls. So look it back. She fell like flat on her face because they had a walking lesson. Well, first they had to weigh themselves and check their measurements.
Yeah, the whole training. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Where's John Silverman when you need him? The old trainer with the nice
this one,
nice biceps.
This one was mean.
Yeah, the other one was nicer. Yeah.
This one, I didn't like him.
We miss you, John. Where are you?
Yeah, come back.
Come back, John.
If you know where that's from, come back.
Everyone knows where it's at.
Maybe you don't. Disclaimer, Titanic.
Ooh,
disclaimer.
Oh yeah. I thought I recognized it. Well, they had weighing, and then they had walking lessons with Miss J, and it was all about also Camille and Joanna. When Joanna got critique, you saw Camille laughing, which was not true. It was edited.
It was, but you can tell this whole episode, it's like Camille versus Joanna.
Yeah. Anything to say about the walking lessons with Miss J?
Who is Maggie Ritzer, that model?
A famous supermodel, apparently.
Yeah, okay,
maybe from her days. It's 2004,
true,
right?
True, okay. She looked pretty, though. She had a nice walk.
She did.
Good for you.
But to be fair, no, this may be not true, but a little bit true. No, if you are a really, really, really big supermodel, I don't think you make an appearance on America's Next Top Model.
True.
It's the same. You also not be on The Voice of Holland or The Voice of America if you're the biggest singer. It's because you don't have a career as a singer anymore. You will be a judge. True or not?
True.
But apparently she was a supermodel.
But like she didn't add anything to it, in my opinion.
She didn't say anything.
No.
She sat there and hung around him.
She's a model. She's not supposed to talk. But
no, they have a personality.
No, but she walked and I was like, Miss J could have done that too.
Well, and he did.
Yeah, and so he can walk better, maybe. No,
that's Tyra, not true. You could have saved some money with this.
True, and spend it on what? On a better wig.
No. Is it a weave?
Well, it's not real for sure.
No, it's dyed, but is it? I don't know.
I don't know. But you could have spent money on something around your hair area. Any hair.
Okay, so okay. There.
All right. They go to Carmen Mark Falvo.
Carmen Mark Falvo
is a fashion designer. And then you can tell that Joanna has some knowledge. She knew who he was, that his work was detailed. She's smart.
She's smart. Yeah. She knows what she's talking about.
And the walks, well, they had hard dresses on, like long dresses. It looked very, you know, that it looked like a real casting, I think. Like how I imagine a real casting would be. I'm not a model.
A casting through the eyes of Sander.
Ooh, this was it by Carmen Mark Volvo. Katie did well, and she eventually won. But Camille, and your excuses, we had a runway teach, and someone told me to walk faster. I'm like, just say thank you, and then think later at home how to incorporate the critique from Carmen and from Miss J.
They didn't know how to. Ariana's song didn't came out. Thank you. Next.
Ah, that's true. They needed that song right
there. Sarah did. No, but I agree. I'm like, and this is the reason why we're coming back to it, when that Camille that I don't like about her is that it's all like, but I'm doing this, but I'm doing that, but like, listen to what's being said and try to interpret it or use it maybe, instead of going, yeah, but someone else said, don't clap back. No. Just breathe, take it in, learn from it, or maybe don't, that's up to you, but just do something with it instead of clapping back and all like, it becomes... You think she's like confident, but that's not confidence. That's insecurity.
No. I remember that someone from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, my favorite, Eileen, then she finds someone rude and she said that girl is like yelling at her and she's like, thank you, rude, next. And just move on.
See, that's what you need.
She needed or Ariane or Aline, one of the two. But Katie wins, and she gets a prize of having a cocktail party at Carmen Mark Falvo's house. And she brings Mercedes and Camille. And then, or as we should call her, according to Joanna, Miss Cruella de Vil. And then the real drama starts.
Yeah, but can we first talk about... I didn't like why Katie picked Mercedes and Camille. To me, it was too politically correct. Like, yeah, I think they did the best in the... in the challenge as well, and yeah, they're my roommates, so yeah, I think I should pick them. No, yeah. Girl, pick who you want. Like, if you wanted to pick them because you just like them, fine, but don't give me like this beauty pageant answer like half-assed. Katie's
scared for Camille.
Maybe
scared of Camille.
I just don't like it. Be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself. Who was herself was Joanna. They had a house meeting, or Katie said, like, let's have a house meeting because you're all talking crap about Camille because there was a problem. Like, ooh, you bring Camille to the party, she will steal your thunder. Be careful, she will steal the thunder and she will get all the attention to her. And it was a house meeting, and Joanna was very excited while Camille was giving her the middle finger.
Yeah.
And everyone had to raise a plastic hand, yellow plastic hand.
To be fair, I thought it was a smart thing to do, but what I think... It wasn't a meeting. It was Camille, we don't like you. Let's talk about it. And I did feel maybe it was a little bit from both sides, but I thought everyone was like ganging up on Camille. But I think it wasn't a smart thing to do, I think. I think there's better ways to deal with the situation, because now what it became was like everyone against Camille. And I don't think that's fair, even though you don't like what Camille's doing. But like, if you gang up on a person, what would you do if everyone would gang up on you? You would defend yourself in any way possible, clasping on all things that you can. So that's not working to make things better.
I think Camille handled it very well. Oh, considering that everyone was like, yeah, I think she kept her cool. And
you think?
Yeah. If you think that everyone was talking to her like, I don't like this. I'm like... She didn't yell at anyone.
Look at her. She was like not having it at all.
Yeah, but she it also looked... I think that's the feeling I get from Camille, that she couldn't care less a little bit.
I think she does care, but...
Yeah, but I think she could have cried. She could have yelled. She could have...
She didn't yell.
But she didn't attack anyone else.
No, what was she going to do?
Well, she can say like, but Joanna, you said blah, blah, blah. She only said like, the only thing I had was a problem with Joanna. I didn't know that you guys also didn't like me. I found it kind of hard, also considering, like, yeah, Camille comes across hard, and apparently everyone agrees, so it it's true, apparently. It's not that only Joanna feels that. But I'm also like, you know, it's a competition. And you know her for like, what is it, 4 days? Chill down. Just don't hang out with her. I would do that instead of confronting her about it. Because you don't have to be friends.
True.
It's but a competition. She will get eliminated eventually anyway.
No, true. So we can blame Katie for that.
Yes, Katie. Oh, poor Katie. She was the one who didn't have to do anything with it. Yeah, but you don't like Katie. So we blame Katie.
No. Yeah, it's no, but I thought the whole situation, it was just kind of weird. And I didn't think that anything was resolved after because... No,
it was only worse.
Yeah, and I think like everyone didn't make their peace with it, but like said their things they wanted to say. And that was that there was nothing like, okay, how are we going to work on this? Or what are we going to do with this? Or it was just like, okay, here it is now, figure it out.
That would have been better if they would have asked like, hey, Camille, do you understand where it comes from? And if she would have said no, you could have said like, well, it comes from us across because you act like this and this and this.
Yeah.
Or maybe she should have said like, yeah, I understand it. I heard it before. So can you change it a little bit for us because we get insecure by it? But they didn't talk about any solutions, only about the problems.
Yeah.
And then also...
You got it.
Yeah, but we are 31 and 30 and 32.
But still.
They are, well, Camille's also 25, so she could do it as well.
Is she 25?
She's 25. And Joanna is talking, and then apparently Camille goes through her. I'm not finished. Oh, that's always that when one. I remember that.
Yeah. I love it. No, but it's true. She had the hand.
She had the yellow hand.
Yeah.
And if you have the hand, you have the talk.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, but the ladies have to go because Camille says, well, you know, someone apparently likes me because someone picked me. Bye, girls. And she went away with Mercedes and Katie to the party.
In a butt ugly dress. Oh, my God. Katie picked out, like, she grabbed the dress from the box. And she was like, oh, my God, this is the prettiest thing I've ever owned. Oh, my God, I love it. I love it. And then she wore the dress. I was like, girl, yeah. Seriously?
And especially if you only see the top because she took it out and she was like, she only saw the top. So I was like, and we saw the back of it, which was black. So I thought like, oh, maybe in the front there are like pearls because she was like, oh my God. And then she put it on and the front was also all black. I was like, how can you only see when you see the top thing of it that it's a nice dress? But it had an open thing here.
See, this is the thing I don't like about Katie. It's probably where she's like, this is how you're supposed to react when you get something. So this is what I'm going to do.
She also get excited about wearing a ring for the evening. I would be like, why would I want to wear a ring? I have to give it back to you.
Yeah, but to be fair, in that situation, you kind of have...
I like, would also be like, oh my God!
Like, you know, like, it's the fashion designer in front of you, but...
But what if you misunderstand, and you're like, oh, thank you, like, oh, you can only borrow it.
No, he said it very clearly, okay. Clearly. But also, I was like, how... I don't know how you think you can make someone happy by wearing a ring for a night. The only I know a ring that can make you happy for a night, but that's not that kind of ring.
That's not a ring you put on your finger. And Katie is too young for that and too female. All right. she cannot wear it. We go further. Tyra has one-on-ones with them.
Yeah, I thought this was cute because she didn't do that much. Well, she did do it in the first season, but now it's more... It feels like this whole season is more about the people. It's more about...
Yeah, look, Tyra is a people's person.
No, but it's more about their personalities coming through and the contestant. It's more about what they bring to. And with the last season, it was more about the show.
It's different, right? It's so different produced.
Yes.
I think this is much better. I prefer this kind of producing.
Well, I think they realized that the reality part is what makes it interesting.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Thank God last season they had Robin. Otherwise, it would have been a super boring season.
No, because then we would have Elise.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, the OGs.
The OGs of A&TM.
But back to season two. But did you have anything? I thought
the one-on-one.
Yeah, it was fine.
You only saw three people talking to her.
Yeah. Oh, I did like the part when she was talking to Bethany because Bethany was like, yeah, just stop looking at my boobs. And then Tara was, because she was, no. Okay, this is how it went down. Bethany was like, yeah, I can't change anything about my boobs. Or breast, or if you, or my chest, or whatever you want to say, call it. And then Tara was like, "Yes, you can." And you could tell that Bethany was like, "Huh?"
How?
And then Tara was like, "You can pose differently. Like you don't have to." Because at first I was like, "Oh my God, she's gonna say like you can reduce your boobs. You can like reduce your cup size."
It would be very Tara.
But she can't say that on the show. But so I was hilarious that
she did someone open her teeth gap.
That's not now. That's later on.
Okay. Yeah.
But this was like hilarious because then she was like, you can just change your positions, like you can change how you pose, like not put all the focus on your chest. And then I was like, I like, because you can tell that Bethany, she was like, huh? She was kind of like, she didn't know what to say. She was like, oh, crap, I didn't look at it that way. True. Because during the shoot later on, you can tell she's like, yeah, Tyra told me this, so I'm going to, I need to, I don't know.
Yeah, she took the advice, but didn't apply it well.
No, but I don't feel like she believed the... I think she was already in her mindset like, oh, you're just going to look at my chest? You don't like it, so I'm done.
Yeah, and the reason I look at her chest is because she says, look at my chest. When she has a dress on, Katie also has bigger breasts than the rest, but I don't see it because Katie does... Well, I saw it now, but because Katie's not...
Katie's breasts aren't that big.
No?
No, they're hanging breasts, but the cup size is not that big.
No, maybe... But also like with Bethany, I'm like, you're proud of it. You only act like you're not proud of it. Just get over it.
It's what you said. Like you put the focus on it.
Yeah,
you do it yourself.
We talked about it a few episodes ago as well. Everything you put attention to grows.
Well,
her boobs. Her boobs shouldn't grow. They're big enough.
No,
now.
But it's true. It's true.
Okay, photo shoots.
Yeah, the shoot. I thought with the shoot it was hilarious that they had to do their own makeup, pick their own outfits, and choose their own shoes.
Yeah.
And also choose their own pictures because it shows how much they've already learned. To me, this didn't feel like, oh, this was a setup to create television, but it was actually to see what do the girls know and how can they handle themselves.
Because you immediately saw, like, okay, J. Manuel, he's now promoted to from now on he will be an art director. Well, he didn't direct that much this episode. He's new to it, of course, because he was
a maid. Direct.
I didn't hear him say that much.
No, but he was with all the girls, like, walking around with them when they were choosing pictures.
No, there was someone else. It was Jim DeYunker.
No, he was sitting next to it, but not... J. Manuel was there too sometimes. Oh. Like, I don't think we saw him all the time because he wasn't always at the spot that there were...
That's true.
To me, that's how it came across to me. Yeah. Maybe it's not true, but that's how it came across to me.
But he's not the art director, and it was good because you could... What you said...
It was good. He had gray hair.
Yeah.
Oh, but Tyra called it blonde.
Blonde hair. And Janasha is jealous of the looks of Jay because Jay is apparently prettier than Janasha.
Oh, I love her. She's funny.
But
my best friend, please.
Jay Manuel said, ooh, Shandy, she could really work with some makeup tips. While I looked at Shandy, I was really like, she looks super cool because she was the only one who had like big eyes. She thought of a look. The rest was like basic. Yeah, I'm on the Shandy train. I'm sorry. Hair was big. I like Shandy in the photo.
The makeup to me, it's not that the idea wasn't there, because that's what he's saying. She could use some makeup tips because probably the idea might have been there, but the execution, the techniques.
Yeah.
Because to be fair, when I looked at the makeup, I was like, it don't look refined.
It don't look refined. And what I find funny is that there was a photo shoot and you saw Camille jumping from left to right and up and down. And the voiceover, Xiomara, she was laughing at Christian. Oh, Camille. she was just making fun of Camille. Poor Camille.
Oh, that was hilarious.
And the photo that she chose herself was one where she wasn't jumping.
Yeah.
So the jumping was for nothing.
But to be fair, just to defend Camille a little bit, you have to try stuff.
She tried it. And can I say, I don't know the name of the photographer.
She was sweet.
She was super. I wrote down cute photographer.
Oh, she was a darling.
She was like, oh, yes, give me this. Oh, yes. We were not introduced to her. She talked to the camera.
She was like Shay something.
Shay.
S-C-H-E. Or it was her last name or her first name. I can't remember. Something like
she.
That.
She.
Yeah, but then with a C. Instead of a
she.
Shay.
Shay. There's a Shay in American Sex Model also later on. That's not her. But it was a cool photo shoot. And I wrote down, Shandy looked so cool. That's what I wrote down.
Shandy. Yeah, because you like
and
her.
And April with the pink and the pink.
Oh, yeah. Hot. Girl. Oh, and I also liked Mercedes.
You like Mercedes. She was cute. And no, she thought about her look.
Yes. Like with
tough
the
girl.
Yeah, but the arms, and I'm happily that wasn't the picture. But no, I loved it. The shoes, she was like, oh, these are the shoes. What am I going to do with that? It worked. I also thought that Joanna picked a right outfit with her shoes. Because first, when I saw her, when she wasn't taking the pictures, I was like, girl, are you wearing that? It's kind of, I don't know, boring. But then I saw the shoes when she was sitting down. I was like, ooh, I see where you went for. It worked.
And you can see her with Joanna because I think this shoot is a little bit more commercial with only shoes, nothing spectacular.
Schoenereus.
Schoenereus.
Sorry for Dutch people.
And then last week it was
Van
more... This for the Bristol. But last week it was more editorial. It was very Italian Vogue. And you can
Bristol.
See... I'm going to continue, you guys, because otherwise... This episode will take an hour. I know, Dennis. But last week was a little bit more high fashion. And you can see that Joanna can pull it off both.
Can you imagine that Syrah is coming out of a picture of the Bristol as an advertisement.
Well, if she is in the Mac, like, for your information, Bristol is like a Dutch store.
Can you imagine smarting on top of the Bristol and you can see your eyes from terror like, what if you're on top?
Bristol is a very... Shh, I want to explain it. Bristol is a... Bristol is a... well, what is it actually? A store? But a very... Yeah, I don't want to...
It's
rub
a cheap
anyone.
Store.
Yeah, just, okay, thank you. It's a cheap store for cheap people.
It's not like the dollar store, but it's like a store... it has
the shoes lay in big boxes.
Yeah. Boxes, shoe boxes.
And you have to get them out. They're
it's
for not, 4 euros.
Like, it's a store where you go in. There's no people helping you because, yeah, it's a do-it-yourself store kind of way.
And this week's photo shoot is sponsored by Bristol.
Oh, you need that sometimes.
Can we go to judging? Or do you have to say anything about the photo shoot?
The shoot was, yes.
Fierce as beep. Judging, Jay Alexander, the guest judge, and they had a walking challenge.
Oh, but we're forgetting about one thing.
What?
Oh, I forgot his name. Nigel Barker. Oh! He was there too. Sorry, he needs to be mentioned
Dennis,
in the episode.
Every time Nigel Barker is on screen, he's like, oh. I'm like, what is the sound? Well, I don't want to know what the sound is, but I can make a picture in my head about it. Can I say something about the photos?
No.
I think almost all the pictures were good. Quite consistent models this cycle.
Do you know what it is? We're with 11 people right now, so there's not that people who are that bad. And to be fair...
But they did a lot of different poses and stuff.
What was the second photo shoot in the first season? Was
it also bikini? It was a little bit more boring.
Because I feel like with these two shoots they had, like with this shoot, this wasn't a challenging... The shoot itself wasn't challenging. Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
Like with the last...
Animals.
Yeah, with season one, the first one was like was very cold. And the second shoot was also bikini, but where?
Yeah, they had like a backdrop with like water dripping off and stuff.
Water dripping?
Yeah, like...
I can't remember.
Inside, but then with like lingerie. And it was a little bit like black, bluish backdrop.
Well, I can't remember. Well, it doesn't matter.
Those pictures were okay.
The models are good, but it's not like, I'm not saying that, wow, they're all amazing, because there were some pictures where I was like, meh.
And some walks. Xiomara, what is up with your eyes? You walk like you're on crack, girl. Oh. That's what Miss J said.
You walk like...
But those eyes were like, boom. But I still like her. I still really like her.
Love
and
it.
Joanna, I was very impressed with her walk.
Oh, it was good.
But especially if you compare it to the beginning of the show. She improved.
She practiced. But I thought this walk of her was very high fashion walk. It wasn't...
Yeah.
Because like, okay, I'm sorry I'm going to do it, but Camille with a walk, I don't want to put them against each other, but I'm going to, is very like fierce with her walk. She's very like, she's present.
Yeah.
But Joanna is more like... it's not about her. It's just about what she's presenting. Like
exactly.
It's very calm. Which I said in the last episode too. Like she's a very, I don't know, it works.
Yeah, calm voice, calm person. Like Camille is bringing the personality. Like a little bit like the 90s models. Like, hey girl, hey, looking left, looking right, looking everywhere.
Oh, that's not 90s.
80s?
That's
not. Well, it's more like the church fashion show. That you were like, hey.
The church.
They are there. They will, cycle six, they will come. The church fashion shows. And Joanna is more like haute couture.
Yes.
Oh no, there we go again. High fashion.
Haute couture.
Haute couture.
Haute couture.
Yeah, we do it good.
Couture.
We're not going to do it again.
But who were your favorites with judging?
The favorite picture is again April, to be honest.
April,
pink, her face out of the way, or Sarah. Sarah's face was in control while she was lying down on the ground. So the first call out of the judges was Katie. I'm like, oh, I didn't like her photo. She, like what Eric said, it looked like you sit on the toilet. Was about her that she.
Yeah, no, but okay, but you need to look at it differently because at least that's what I did. Because with Katie, her picture that she chose wasn't good, but the picture that they chose for her was awesome.
Was it not the same picture?
No, it was not.
I didn't like how they edited it because they were sitting on a box and they edited out the boxes so that it looked like they were in the air. So it looked super weird. Like some of them had their hands on the box.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't even notice
that. I didn't like the editing.
Oh, no, I did.
Who were your favorites?
For me, okay, it was kind of weird because I had three girls, which the pictures I liked, but they didn't chose the picture themselves. So I was like, yeah, okay, you had a good picture, but you didn't chose yourself. But then again, you did had a good picture. I loved the one I had. Actually, in that way, I had six people who I loved. Yeah. Because I also made a division. The three people who pictures I liked, but they didn't chose them themselves were Janasha. Forgive me, please. I still love you. Katie and Joanna. But those three didn't choose their picture themselves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One had a good picture with like a profile, right?
Yes.
Or something. Yeah, that was good.
And I also liked Sarah, Camille, and Xiomara.
Oh, Xiomara also had a good shot.
Yeah, she had a good shot.
And she had a good body. She has a really pretty body, Xiomara.
I can't remember that.
She's super tall, but not super skinny. Like, healthy tall, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to be fair, with the picture of Sarah, what they said, like, her face wasn't in it, I agree with that I didn't like that.
But she is so pretty.
She's gorgeous.
Oh my god. And she is like a calm person, but like a calm, like, hey girl, hey. Like, she's someone I would want to hang out with. She looks like a girl who doesn't want the drama. Like, oh, get over yourself. Beep.
Well, to be fair, in the last episode, she was kind of, I was like, because she's like, no, I wanted to help her, but I didn't. So, I'll be
what
like,
was she, what was
with the name? Last episode, she didn't wake up.
Yeah, okay.
Janasia. No, I said it right.
Janasia. Yeah, Janasia. Janasia.
Janasia.
Janasia.
No. Okay, but who were your bottoms?
My bottom two would have been Bethany, but that's not because she didn't perform very good this week, but I just don't see a model on her, so I would put her in the bottom two for that reason. And the picture was okay. Her walk was quite okay, actually. And Heather, just because the picture was... I liked her on the shoot, but you don't even know. Who
was Heather?
Why is there a bottom one this week? I only see Bethany. No, and Heather, because it's like... But to be fair, I think everyone's picture was okay this week.
I don't agree. I think Shandy's photo was crap.
Don't say anything negative about Shandy or I will Shandy's fire you from this crap. Podcast.
No, yeah, I didn't like her picture.
I like her boots. Okay, but you can say.
Yeah, you can like her boots, but it's not about
the boots. That's what's the assignment.
Yes, but it's about the boots in the picture.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I can see the boots and I'll be like, oh, I like the boots too. Do you know what?
Let's go to the Bristol.
No, but I didn't like her picture because her face didn't work in the picture. Nigel Barker said it as well, and I agree.
Only because Nigel said it.
No, I didn't like it as well. Even if he wasn't there, I didn't like it too.
Oh no, you're just listening to Nigel.
No,
I already saw that desk moving up and down. You were underneath it, right? Oh no, you were 13 years old back then.
No, but I didn't like Shani's photo, and I also didn't like Bethany's photo. Because yeah, the pose was just a little bit awkward, and to be fair, they said to her that she didn't take the advice of posing differently. I think she did, because I think she put her arm in front of her chest a little bit. So to me, I was like, it kind of makes sense, but then again, it was just, it didn't work. It was a bad picture.
But it was not pin up like Tyra said, right? She's like, oh, you didn't listen to us. It was almost a pin up picture. I'm like, she hid her breast, what you said. I think it was an okay shot.
No, it was bad. And I agree, it was also pin-up.
I'm kind of happy that they eliminated her. The first two were both fair eliminations, in my opinion.
Yep.
What do you think?
Yep.
Yeah?
Because who was the bottom two?
Bethany and Shandy.
Yeah, you were bottom two. Yeah, I agree that they let Bethany go.
Of course they want to keep Shandy, because she's so good for television that I can make a storyline of her blossoming. Like a real woman.
Excuse me. You can tell with Joanna that... Oh, sorry, burping. They kind of made a storyline of her that you can tell that she's growing and learning.
Hmm.
Because, just that.
Yeah, but it's a strong cast. I like it so far. I'm happy with this.
Do you think it's a strong cast?
I do think it is.
I don't have any opinions about that.
I think stronger than last season.
Different.
That's true. Different. Yeah, I like. So far, so good. Maybe it's also because the budget is higher that I like the filming more. It's not like it's made with a flip phone again anymore. So that's good. But we are at the end.
Yeah,
and Bethany, you are gone.
Yeah.
So there are only 10 girls left. Now it's the 10 girls who also the first season started with 10 girls. And next week...
Makeovers!
I love makeover. And like a drama thing with Shandy, I don't know, passing out or something. I don't remember that. So we'll see next. We'll see next week, and we'll talk about it. Oh my god, I can't wait.
Me neither. We'll see everyone next week.
See you next week.
Bye.